Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
Our subject today is the Great Tribulation. The Bible foretells a time of great tribulation that will occur right before the Battle of Armageddon and the second coming of Jesus to the earth. Persecution of Jews and Christians is presently increasing at an alarming rate. So, are we witnessing the buildup to the Great Tribulation right now? Let's talk about something first. What is the Great Tribulation? The Bible foretells in many places a specific time called the Great Tribulation. We need to know about the Great Tribulation for two reasons. We are approaching the time called the Great Tribulation right now. That's number one. Number two, every person on earth is going to be affected by the Great Tribulation. Now, the prophecy came to us from Jesus himself in the most famous prophecy chapter of the entire Bible, Matthew chapter number 24. This is called the Olivet Discourse. In verse number 15, Jesus began to speak about the Great Tribulation. Let's see what it says. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Now, the first thing, in order to understand the Great Tribulation, we need to understand where Judea is. In modern terminology, it's the West Bank. It's the territory that was captured by Israel in the 1967 war. It's also the area that is projected to become a Palestinian state when a peace agreement is struck between Israel and the Palestinians. There's one more thing we really need to understand about this. When the peace agreement is struck, right now there are 300,000 Jews living in the territory of the West Bank. So what's going to happen to them when the peace agreement is struck? Well, it's already under discussion that the Jews will remain in Judea if they choose to, living as a Jewish minority under the Palestinian state. Now, that's going to work okay for the first 3.5 years of the agreement. However, like Jesus said, when the abomination of desolation occurs, then all of a sudden chaos is going to break loose and these Jews will come under terrible tribulation. Now watch what Jesus said about the tribulation, and here's where the term actually comes from. Matthew 24, 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Now, this is the passage where we get the term the Great Tribulation. There are many other scriptures that talk about the events of the Great Tribulation. Let's look at the Great Tribulation as it's prophesied in the book of Daniel. It's Daniel 7, verse 25. And he, the Antichrist, shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Now, this tells us the Antichrist will wear out the saints. The Great Tribulation is going to last for 3.5 years. How do we know? Well, here the passage, Daniel 7:25, tells us it will be for a time, which is 1 year, times 2 years and the dividing of time a half of year. Now, how do we know this for sure? Well, we know this because the Great Tribulation is also prophesied in the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 5 through 7, listen to what it says. And there was given unto him, the Antichrist, a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Okay, so the Great Tribulation is prophesied in the book of Revelation. Daniel 7:25 says that the Antichrist will make war against the saints for time, times, and the dividing of time. Revelation 13:5 says the Antichrist will make war against the saints for 42 months. It's the exact same time period. These prophecies say the exact same thing. So time, times, and half a time is the same thing as 42 months. 3.5 years is 42 months. So both of these passages tell the exact same thing. Another dramatic view of the Great Tribulation is found in Revelation chapter number 12, starting with verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Think about that. And Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. So what's this all about? Some people think this war happened way back before the creation of mankind. However, we're going to see from this passage that this is a future war that has not happened yet. This war will trigger the final 3.5 years called the Great Tribulation. Now, the Bible teaches us earlier in the 12th chapter, it talks about a woman that's travailing to have a child, and Satan stands before the child to devour him as soon as he's born. The woman has 12 stars about her head, representing the 12 tribes of Israel. The woman is Israel. The child that's to be born is Jesus Christ. Satan actually did try to kill Jesus as soon as he was born, but he failed. The Bible says the child would be caught up to God and to his throne. So what's this war all about then? It's Satan's last-ditch effort to dethrone God. He knows that his time's about up. Well, as a result of his war against God, against this, what he's trying to do to overthrow God, Satan is going to be banished from appearing anymore in heaven. It says his place is no more found in heaven. Now, Satan has access to heaven today. The Bible calls him the accuser of the brethren. He accused Job back in Job's day. He still is accusing the brethren today, but not for much longer. Because in Revelation chapter number 12, verse 10, it tells us, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which did accuse them before our God day and night. Now that shows us that Satan was not cast down before the beginning, because it says before he was cast down, he accused the brethren. So he's been the ongoing accuser of God's people since the beginning of mankind, the beginning of creation. The passage goes on to say, therefore, rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them, but woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. So when Satan is defeated 3.5 years before Armageddon, he's cast into the earth and confined to the earth, no more to appear before the throne of God. The Bible says, woe be to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for Satan comes down to you having great wrath. Many people have mistakenly believed that the great tribulation is the wrath of God. It's not. The great tribulation is the wrath of Satan. It says it right there in the passage. Satan comes down having great wrath because he knows he's only got a short time. Now, what's going to happen to the woman with the 12 stars? What's going to happen to Israel? The Bible teaches that Israel is going to be protected from the Antichrist and from the great tribulation all during this final 3.5 years that Jesus called the great tribulation. The passage is Revelation 12, 13 through 14. And when the dragon, Satan, saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child, that's Israel, and to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she's nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. There's that terminology again. A time is 1 year, times is 2 years, half a time is half a year. It's the time of the great tribulation. But notice that when Satan tries to destroy Israel, that Israel's going to have a means of preservation. The Bible says there will be given to the woman 2 wings of a great eagle that she might fly into her place where she's going to be nourished from the face of the serpent for 3.5 years. So Satan is defeated. He's banished from appearing in heaven. And now he says, I'm going to go make war against Israel and against all the people of God upon the earth. So Israel's protected for 3.5 years. However, Satan, even though he can't get to Israel, now let's talk about that just a moment more. The Bible teaches that she will be protected in her place. There's all kinds of theories about where her place is, but it's obvious. Her place is the nation of Israel, the place that God promised Abraham way back in Genesis 15, 18, that would be his and his descendants' dwelling place forever. So Israel is going to be protected in the nation of Israel all during the Great Tribulation. Now, the way we know for sure this is true is because at the end of the Great Tribulation, at the Battle of Armageddon, the Bible says that the world government armies, motivated by Satan, will try to invade Israel. You don't try to invade a place that you already control. So Satan is going to persecute Israel, but Israel is going to be protected, as it were, by the wings of a great eagle. Isn't it interesting that Israel's greatest friend today, just before the Great Tribulation, the national symbol of that nation is the eagle? Look on the back of your dollar bill. The United States of America's official symbol is the eagle. So when Satan tries to get to the nation of Israel, she's going to be prevented by the United States of America. The Bible actually says that she will be nourished from the face of the serpent for 3.5 years. Well, in frustration, then Satan's going to go on to plan B. Now, here's what's going to happen. Satan is going to go through the earth persecuting both Jews and Christians. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, it tells us, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war against the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So both Christians, true Christians, and the Jews will be under persecution by the Antichrist. Now we have to understand something very important here. Not all of Christianity will be persecuted by the Antichrist. Much of Christianity is going to be in an alliance with the Antichrist. We have to realize that most of Christianity today is false Christianity. They no longer teach what the Bible actually says. And the Bible teaches that most of Catholicism and most of Protestantism will follow the partner of the Antichrist, a man called the false prophet. They will follow him straight into an alliance and to support the Antichrist. Right now, anti-Semitism is on the rise across Europe. The Guardian, back in August of 2014, said that anti-Semitism is on the rise in the worst times since the Nazis. Now, let's just take a little bit of this article. I want you to hear it. In the space of just 1 week in Paris, France, 8 synagogues were attacked. One was firebombed by a 400-strong mob. Additionally, a kosher supermarket and pharmacy were smashed and looted. The crowds chanted, "Death to the Jews," and slit the Jews' throats. One banner at the demonstrations read, "Israel." Now, besides the latent simmering anti-Semitism throughout Europe, there's another element now added in. 50 million Muslims now live in Europe, and they are greatly adding fuel to the fire of anti-Semitism. For example, chants have been heard at demonstrations. There's an article, "Hamas, Hamas, Jews to the gas." Bottles were thrown through the window of an anti-Semitism campaigner in Frankfurt, Germany. Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing the buildup to the Great Tribulation right now. Now, let me talk to you about something that's very important. Knowing that this is coming, we've made a decision at End Time Ministries to launch a new fund. We're calling it the Another Jewish Holocaust Fund. We've already built a college in Jerusalem. We're making plans to educate the Jewish people by sending a magazine to every one of their homes. But right now, the Jewish people need to be educated. The Jews of Europe, the true Christians of Europe, need to be educated as to what's coming. The Jews of Judea have to know. We're already on television 5 days a week in Israel. But we've got to make sure that we teach them what to do. But beyond teaching them what they should do, how are they going to do it? They're going to need some help. Let's say that 100,000 Jews and Christians have to flee before the persecutions of the Great Tribulation. You know, when they flee for their lives, they're not going to have their homes, they're not going to have their clothes, they're not going to have their jobs, their businesses. They're going to be stripped down to zero. And if we just help them at $1,000 each, this would require $100 million. If there's 100,000 of them times $1,000, that's $100 million. And when I thought about that, it's on my heart. Somebody's got to be ready to help them. And I don't know of anybody else right now that's making plans for that. And I looked at that figure and I said, "Lord, that's a huge amount of money." It's like God spoke back to me and said, "Is it needed for my people?" Well, the answer was yes. And then it's like God spoke to my heart, not audibly, but in my heart. "Then don't be afraid to ask me for it." So what I'm asking you to do is, if God's blessed you where you can, make the most generous donation possible to the Another Jewish Holocaust Fund. I'm talking about, if you can give $10,000, $50,000, $100,000, or even $1 million, we need a war chest of $100 million to save the Jewish people and also the Christians that will fall under the iron heel of the Antichrist. If you'd like to donate to this cause, now maybe you can't do $10,000, maybe you can't even do $1,000, but maybe you could do $100 or $200 or $500. Or perhaps 25. It doesn't matter. You know, that's between you and God. But please give us a call right now. The number to call is 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. Or you can donate at endtime.com. That's endtime.com. Now, they're telling us that we're right now in the worst times since the Nazi era. Mr. Dieter Graumann said these are the worst times since the Nazi era. He was the president of Germany's Central Council of Jews. He told the Guardian newspaper this. He said, on the streets, you hear things like, the Jews should be gassed. The Jews should be burned. We haven't had that in Germany for decades. And it's not just a German phenomenon. It's an outbreak of hatred against Jews so intense that it's very clear indeed. Anti-Semitic demonstrations are sweeping through Europe. Chants are being heard, death to the Jews. Mr. Roger Kukierman, president of France's Jewish Council, representative for institutions in France, said French Jews were anguished about an anti-Jewish backlash and goes far beyond even strongly felt political and humanitarian opposition to the current fighting. They are not screaming death to the Israelis on the streets of Paris, Kukierman said last month. They are screaming death to the Jews. CRIF's vice president, Jonathan Arfi, said he utterly rejected the view that the latest increase in anti-Semitic incidents was due to events in Gaza. They have laid bare something far more profound, he said. Death to the Jews is what they're chanting. An article recently appeared, Jews Want to Leave the Netherlands. A statement by Chief Rabbi Jacobs on a TV program may sum it up best. He declared that a growing number of Jewish families want to leave the Netherlands because of the increase in anti-Semitism. The chief rabbi explained that they feel unsafe and are being threatened and insulted in the streets. He went on to say that Jews should relocate to Israel or the United States. Fritz Bolkestein, formerly a leader of the Liberal Party. He was the defense minister and European Union commissioner, one of the country's most senior politicians, said that Jews should realize that there is no future for them in the Netherlands. They should therefore advise their children to immigrate to the United States or to Israel. Think about that. Chief rabbi, high politician, both saying there is no future for Jews in the Netherlands. Now remember, Europe is going to be the power base, the home of the Antichrist. Let me show you how I know that. In Daniel chapter number 7, verse number 8, there's a beast with 10 horns. A beast in Bible prophecy always symbolizes a nation or a kingdom. Horns on a beast represent the number of kings in the alliance. Well, this particular beast has 10 horns representing 10 kings. Then the prophecy of Daniel 7 says another horn will come up among the 10, uprooting 3. And that horn will become the Antichrist. Now, the same prophecy is also in Daniel chapter number 2, verse number 31 through 45. Now, in Daniel chapter 2, there's a statue, an image, with a head of gold, arms and breasts of silver, belly and thighs of brass, legs of iron, feet of iron mingled with clay. The head of gold represents Babylon. The arms and breasts of silver is Media Persia. These are world empires starting with 600 BC. Then the belly and thighs of brass was the Grecian Empire that took power around 300 BC. And all of these segments were symbols of empires that would rule the world. The fourth segment was the legs of iron. That was the Roman Empire. But then you get to the feet of iron mingled with clay. The feet and the toes of iron mingled with clay, it's interesting because when you move from one segment of the image to the other, it's a total change every time. Gold, silver, brass, iron. But when you move from the fourth empire, the Roman Empire, to the feet of iron mingled with clay, the iron element is retained, but the clay is added in. The Roman Empire ceased to exist in about 300 AD. The Holy Roman Empire was not born until 800 AD when Pope Leo III put a crown on the head of Charlemagne and said, I now crown you emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. Now, the Holy Roman Empire has always been centered in Europe. That's the way we know the Antichrist will come from the Holy Roman Empire, because he must come up from that last empire of iron mingled with clay. And oh, by the way, the Bible's very clear that there will be places on earth that will escape the clutches of the Antichrist. Most of the world will be under his power, but there will be places on earth that will escape. Jordan will never fall under the power of the Antichrist. Israel will never fall under the power of the Antichrist. And the United States of America is best friends to those two entities. And there's reason to believe that the United States will also not fall under the power of the Antichrist. Now, just think about it. What if the U.S. could become a harbor of safety during the Great Tribulation? What if we could become a shelter from the coming storm? And the people that want to get away from the power of the Antichrist, perhaps the United States of America would be a place for them to run to. If we can help them, we need to help them. The Bible tells us that they that bless Abraham and his seed will be blessed. They that curse Abraham and his seed will be cursed. So I said, God, this is a lot of money. And it's like the Lord spoke back to me and said, hey, if it's needed to help my people, don't you be afraid to ask for it. And I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and just ask for it. So what I'm asking you to do is to make the very best, most generous gift you can to the Another Jewish Holocaust Fund. The number to call, 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. Or go to endtime.com, and there you can also contribute on the website. Now, I don't know what your situation is. You know, you may be in the place you could contribute $100,000. You might be able to contribute $1 million. Others of you, it may be a sacrifice for you to do $25 or $50. But whatever you can do, I'm telling you, we're in the prelude to the Great Tribulation right now.